USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. and China signed a landmark deal to sharply increase sales of U.S. goods and services to China and help companies operating in China by better protecting their intellectual property and opening further Chinese markets, especially in financial services.
Together we are righting the wrongs of the past and delivering a future of economic justice and security for American workers, farmers, and families.
On Capitol Hill, the House votes yes on whether to send managers and impeachment articles to the Senate regarding the impeachment of President Trump. Judiciary Ranking Member Republican Doug Collins voted no and says all he wants is a fair trial in the Senate.
It is just said just a moment ago that the Speaker has been leading the fight for a fair trial in the Senate. I wish the Speaker had been leading for a fair hearing in the House.
This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Former New Orleans Saints safety Steve Gleason was awarded a congressional medal on Wednesday for his work with ALS, a disease he was diagnosed with back in 2011. Honoring Gleason at the ceremony on Capitol Hill, Saints quarterback Drew Brees.
There is no person on earth with the strength, courage, passion, and tenacity to overcome all obstacles and make the lasting impact that Steve has made. Steve, you're an inspiration. You are a source of strength to so many, especially me.
A federal judge in Maryland is blocking President Trump's executive order that gives state and local governments the right to reject refugees who try to resettle in their communities. The judge said in his opinion the order doesn't serve the overall public well. The Trump administration is expected to challenge the ruling. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats are making their final arguments before next month's Iowa caucus. During the latest Democratic presidential debate in Des Moines, Iowa, many of the things discussed included foreign policy, health care, and what would be done regarding taxes. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was leading the most recent poll in Iowa, but according to columnist with The Hill, Kristen Tate, the senator does have a lot of work to do to convince Iowa voters how he's going to pay for a lot of his projects.
If Bernie becomes the nominee, and I think that's still a big if, he's going to have to convince the general public to vote in favor of his faraway socialist dreams over the status quo of this amazing economic boom we're seeing. Bernie Sanders' agenda of, you know, taxpayer-subsidized college, free health care, and a Green New Deal would completely bankrupt the nation. A big portion of his followers, as you know, Charles, are young liberals. And I've got to say, many millennials, including a lot of my own friends, enjoy all the benefits of capitalism, but take capitalism for granted. They say they want socialism, but they don't know what socialism means. This is exactly what Bernie Sanders is exploiting. But I've got to tell you, I don't see many working class Americans in the middle of the country abandoning the current economic boom to vote for a cranky old socialist.
Tate speaking there on Fox Business. And for more news, make sure you download the iHeartRadio News app and search for USA Radio News. Take us with you wherever you go. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.